Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves digital agriculture mission with total cost of 2,817 crore rupees. Department of Social Welfare launches month-long celebration of Pushan Maha at Chakama. Minister Keiji Kenya says state government is working to mobilize resources for basic infrastructure for athletes. And Nagaland Governor and Chief Minister greet Sangdam community on occasion of Mung Mung Festival. Now news in detail. The Union Cabinet has approved the Digital Agriculture Mission with a total cost of 2,817 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said major decisions have been taken in the Cabinet meeting for improving the lives of farmers and increasing their income. He said a digital agriculture mission is being developed on lines of the structure of digital public infrastructure for agriculture. The Union Cabinet has also approved crop science for food and nutritional security at a total cost of 3,979 crore rupees. Government has also decided to strengthen agriculture, education, management and social science at a cost of 2,291 crore rupees. It further approved sustainable livestock health and production with cost of 1,702 crore rupees. It also approved sustainable development of horticulture with a cost of 860 crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has decided to strengthen the Krishi Vikyan Kendra with a cost of 1,202 crore rupees and natural resources management with a cost of 1,115 crore rupees. The Union Cabinet also approved a 309-kilometer-long new line project providing the shortest rail connectivity between two major commercial hubs, Mumbai and Indore, at a total cost of 18,036 crores. The project will be completed by 2028-29. Nagaland State Department of Social Welfare today launched a month-long celebration of Pushan Maha at Chakama Integrated Child Development Services Project Office premises under Kohima District. Speaking on the occasion, STO Civil Nokbai Konyak encouraged the Anganwadi workers to familiarize themselves with the objectives of Pushan Maha program. Block coordinator Gekru Krele Naki led the Pushan Bledge. Rashtriya Pushan Maha, or National Nutrition Month, is a month-long campaign led by Government of India every September. The objective is to ensure community mobilization and bolster people's participation for addressing malnutrition among young children and women and to ensure health and nutrition for everyone. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye today said that the state government is working to mobilize resources for basic infrastructure to enable athletes to compete effectively. Kenya was speaking at the inaugural program of the 34th Nagaland State Taekwondo Championship 2024, organized by the Nagaland Taekwondo Association in collaboration with the State Department of Youth Resources and Sports at Peck Town. The minister also stated that Naga youths has great potential in the sports sector. MLA and leader of NPF Legislature Party, Kuzuluzo Nino, pointed out that Nagas are second to none and called on the sportspersons to maintain consistency. A total of 340 registered participants from 14 districts and a team from Indira Gandhi Academy are vying for the championship. Additionally, 18 officials, including 2 international officials and 60 coaches and managers, are overseeing the championship. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan has extended Mung Mung Fest greetings to the Sangdam community. In his message, the governor hoped that this special time would bring togetherness, happiness and prosperity. He said, as we celebrate the blessings of the harvest and the richness of our cultural heritage, let's also remember the values of unity and gratitude. Wishing the people love, laughter and the warmth of cherished traditions, Lal Ganesan expressed hope that the spirits of our ancestors would guide us and protect us, ensuring a bountiful year ahead. Chief Minister Nipirio has also greeted the Sangdam community on the occasion. In his message, Rio wished the festival would bring bountiful harvest, prosperity and longevity to the people. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. State Department of Tourism and Nagaland Tourism Association today organized capacity building and training on tour guide and homestay coinciding with the Momong Festival at Kifere District. Addressing the participants, Senior Tourism Officer S. Peter Traka said the Tourism Department is focusing on promoting and developing tourism events in the districts and rural areas. He appealed to the local community to participate to promote their cultural activities for sustainable development and to strengthen the local economy. Officials from the Department of Tourism highlighted on various topics such as tourism potential in Nagaland, tour guiding as a profession and homestay as a business. Over 60 youths participated in the training. The Lotha community today held a public rally at Wokatown to protest against the attempted murder and assault of a pastor of Yanpa Baptist Church. The incident occurred at Naukuti Town on August 24 by one gutter of NSCNK Kango. A memorandum was submitted to the Deputy Commissioner of Woka by the Lotha Youth Hoho President and his team after the rally. The resolutions listed in the memorandum stated that release of the accused person would only be permitted under terms agreed upon by the Lotha Hoho. It also stated that any future assault on members of the Lotha community would result in non-cooperation with the responsible faction. Nagaland Board of School Education has informed that the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society has launched the City Barn, the health center at Kohima, Dimapur, Woka and Twensang. The services available at the health center are specially focused for young people below 24 years who are concerned about the health and in need of information. The services available at the center include counseling, in-house help desk facility, access to anonymous questions and answers facility, linkages and referral. In this regard, NPSC has directed heads of institutions to disseminate the information to teachers and students to avail the facilities available for students in need of health care, both physical and mental. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched BJP's membership drive at party headquarters in New Delhi. Addressing the program, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda said, BJP is the only party which works in accordance with the values imbibed in the Indian Constitution. He said Narendra Modi, being the Pradhan Sevak of the country, he is an inspiration and a role model for all party workers. Senior party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said BJP is not only the world's largest political party, but also the most democratic party. He said no other party conducts its membership drive with such transparency and honesty as the BJP. Shah said BJP is the means to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Senior party leader and Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, our party workers must translate the promises into actions. This is why the BJP stands out as the most credible political party in the world. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Union Cabinet approves digital agriculture mission with a total cost of 2,817 crore rupees. Department of Social Welfare launches month-long celebration of Pushan Maah at Jakhama. Minister Geji Genya says state government is working to mobilize resources for basic infrastructure for athletes. And Nagaland Governor and Chief Minister greet Sangdam community on the occasion of Momong Festival. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.